Good morning. It's Tuesday, February 17th, 2009. You're listening to the Brain Labor Report.
We've got a war zone here today, right in our heartland. And across the USA, these multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true. But they've declared a war on us. Fight back, it's up to you. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers, and it's time we started calling the shots. Going to work could be the death of you and me, but we're not unarmed. Our weapon solidarity, Jim Beals and Karen Silkwood, the list goes on and on. With every year that passes, 60,000 more gone. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers, and it's time we started calling the shots. When they boost your copay,
war on the workers.
Don't you know what to say?
War on the workers.
When they talk privatization,
war on the workers.
And cooperation,
war on the workers.
When they call you a team,
war on the workers.
You better learn how to scream.
War on the workers.
Oh, that's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. They can lock us out, they can lock us up. We cannot give in. No more lies, no compromise. We'll battle till we win. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. When they talk flexibility,
war on the workers.
Every worker stiff can see.
War on the workers.
Now when they poison your water,
war on the workers.
Don't pull like lambs to the slaughter.
War on the workers.
And when they foul up the air,
war on the workers.
You gotta show that you care.
War on the workers.
When they talk WTO,
war on the workers.
You best be screaming hell no.
War on the workers.
Oh, that's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, education. It's a war on child labor protection. It's a war on the 8-hour day. It's a war on occupational health and safety. It's a war on social security. Now thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Yeah, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time, sisters and brothers, you know it's time right now. I said it's time we started calling the shots.
That's right, it's about time we call the shots. That's Ann Feeney, that's War on the Workers, and this is the Brain Labor Report. This is Wes Brain, I'm host of the show.
This is Jason Houck, I'm the engineer.
And we're coming to you on Tuesday. It's been a three-day weekend. Yesterday was President's Day. Which president did you celebrate? I chose Thomas Jefferson. Who did you celebrate? Did you celebrate President's Day? Well, that was yesterday, the 16th, and today is February 17, 2009. It is a war on the workers. That's what we talk about on the Brain Labor Report. We talk about the struggles of ordinary working people. You know what we mean. The rich are getting richer. The poor are getting poorer. And in fact, there's this campaign against ordinary working people that just makes it tough, makes it very tough. The American dream is slipping away, getting harder and harder. In fact, the unemployment ranks are rising. I think they're still headed upward. We don't know where it's going to end. It doesn't look good, folks. About the only thing we've done so far is decide to give corporations more of our taxpayer money. They called it the bailout. We're still waiting for the stimuli program. That's the people's bailout, and by gosh, that's where all the wealth is made. It's made by the hard work of people, ordinary workers in this country, and that's who needs the bailout. My gosh, Bank of America does not need a bailout. Let them fail. That's at least my opinion, and a lot of other people think the same thing. We could do fine without the Bank of America. Okay, Brain Labor Report is a half-hour show. We're Monday through Friday, and we're at 7 a.m. Pacific time here in on the West Coast. It's 10 o'clock back east. You're already wide awake, no doubt. Had your third cup of coffee by now, I would think, if you're listening to us from New York City. We do have guests listening all around the world. That's because we stream via the internet, www.kskq.org. But right here in Ashland, Oregon, you're listening to 94.9 FM, the Power FM station, our community radio station, KSKQ, here in Ashland. The Brain Labor Report likes to bring you, near the top of our half-hour show, the Workers' Independent News, 3 minutes of cutting-edge news out of Madison, Wisconsin. So for Tuesday, February 17th, 2009, here's the Workers' Independent News.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The United Auto Workers Union says GM and Chrysler are trying to shortchange workers by cutting their obligations to fund a health care trust for retirees. The union agreed to that trust, called a VEBA, in 2007 negotiations. GM pledged at that time to pay billions of dollars into the fund in return for the union assuming responsibility to manage the fund and provide health care for retired auto workers. GM wants to spread its cash payments to the retiree health care trust out over 20 years, while using the terms of the federal loans to convince the UAW to accept half the trust fund payments in GM stock. Should GM declare bankruptcy, though, that stock would be worthless, and the cash payments would disappear, leaving auto worker retirees without health care. Even with billions of dollars in federal loans, GM is struggling to stay in business. President Obama is creating the Presidential Task Force on Autos to try to both keep the U.S. automakers in business and to help restructure the industry to create long-term viability. The UAW is trying to protect workers and retirees to the best of its ability as this restructuring occurs. The Obama administration has not ruled out bankruptcy as a possibility for GM. A new deal with California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger will allow some state workers to choose which day of the month that they're furloughed. Jesse Russell reports.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has been embroiled in battles with the labor unions representing the state's workers. In an attempt to close a budget gap, the governor had ordered workers to take 2 workdays off a month without pay. Schwarzenegger ordered those days to be the first and third Fridays of each month. But a new agreement with the Service Employees International Union will allow some workers to choose the days they are furloughed. The new agreement, which applies to roughly 95,000 state workers, will only mandate 1 day per month to be taken off, and employees will be afforded the right to choose the day. In exchange, the workers will sacrifice Lincoln's birthday and Columbus Day as official paid holidays. Workers will instead receive 2 additional paid personal days a year. If approved by workers, the new contract will run until June of 2010. The agreement does not eliminate the governor's power to demand more furlough days. Here is today's economic report. Unemployment rates are bad all around the world. Of the leading industrialized countries, Spain leads the pack with a rate of 14.4%. Ireland is second with 8.2%, France is third with 8.1%, and the United States is fourth with 7.6%. Countries faring better than those include Mexico, Japan, and Australia, all with rates in the mid-4 percentile. The Netherlands has the lowest unemployment rate at 2.7%.
WIN's Labor News is now available right on your cell phone. Just dial 425-527-7001. Get your WIN Labor News on your cell phone at 425-527-7001. You've been listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
And you're listening to the Brain Labor Report, February 17th. It's Tuesday. It's days are getting just a little bit longer. Noticed this light this morning when I picked up Jason on the way over here. So that's a good thing. Summer is coming. Hopefully better days are coming for the economy, for people who are working. A lot of stress, a lot going on these days. Okay, we got a tune for you. Here's one way to deal with lack of money. You just Xerox it. Xerox the money. That's Daryl Cherney sings his song. Daryl Cherney and the Chernobyls. And well, let's listen to it right now. You got your Xerox machine? Warm it up. Here we go.
Now America's got big trouble. It's called the national debt. $5 trillion, and we ain't through spending yet. But I got the answer to fulfill our endless need. It's a little trick I learned from the Federal Reserve, and if they can do it, so can we. And what they do is Xerox the money. They Xerox the money. They don't think it's funny. They Xerox the money. Something called cash. It used to have a goal behind it, but now it's just some paper trash. And the rich keep getting richer. See where you think they get all of that done? They each got a little bitty Xerox machine, and they love to just watch it go. And what they do is Xerox the money. They Xerox the money.
Xerox, that large company, is the answer to the money problem. Just Xerox the money. Keep plenty of ink in there and just crank out them $100 bills. By the way, if you're going to counterfeit, why counterfeit $1 bills? You ever wondered about that one? Go for the big ones. Go for at least 100s. Okay, Brain Labor Report coming to you today on Tuesday, February 17, 2009. We're playing some labor tunes today. In fact, Woody Guthrie, This Land Is Your Land. Here we go.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway, I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me, a voice was a-sounding, this land was made for you and me. There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. A sign was painted, said private property, but on the backside it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust cloud rolling. A voice was chanting as the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
This land is your land. A lot of people think that ought to be the national anthem. It's easier to sing than the national anthem. Can you imagine singing a solo in front of 50,000 people and trying to sing the national anthem? Of course, I couldn't sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat in front of 50,000, but of course, I can't sing. I can sing along with This Land Is Your Land. That's a good tune, especially when you get about 49,000 people singing with you. Anybody could sing that song. And so here we are on February 17th, playing some labor songs today. By the way, we just made it official. We're going to take a little break from the Brain Labor Report. Oh, my gosh, for the end of February, the end of this week and next week, too, we're going to be playing some of the past Brain Labor Report shows. And Jason said he's going to help me choose some of those shows that we had guests on, and some of them that he recalls were pretty good shows. So that is the plan. We're going to take a little break, and you'll hear us live again come Monday. That happens to be March 2nd. So for the rest of this week, a short week, we had President's Day yesterday. Which president did you celebrate? And Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's this week, and all of next week, repeats of the Brain Labor Report, and then we'll be coming back at you live come Monday, March 2nd. So that is the plan. Okay, here's a song that you either love it or you hate it, I suppose. A lot of people in Grants Pass would not think this is very funny, but those are the ones I really like to hear it. By gosh, it's the song is called Grants Pass. Daryl Cherney sings it, and well, it's a pretty good laugher. Here we go.
Just a hippie environmentalist thumbing through this redneck town. I got a Earth First shirt, 2 layers of dirt, not the kind they wanted hanging around. Well, I should have known better, but I went ahead and entered old Shenanigans Saloon. But when I ordered a beer, they said no Earth Firsters here, and they broke into a country tune. Grants Pass, a place where they wanna kick my ass. Grants Pass, Grants Pass, Grants Pass, a place where they wanna kick my ass. Was the silver fire roundup, and the yellow ribbons flew so high. They was going salvage logging in the Siskiyou National Forest, and they cheered as every log rolled by. Well, being a foolish bastard, I picked up a protest placard, said no logging on our public lands. But I found
found myself surrounded by the loggers that abounded, and it wasn't hard to guess their plan. Grants pass, grants pass, grants pass, a place where they wanna kick my ass. Grants pass, grants pass. Where they wanna kick my ass. Giant caveman, and he's carrying a great big club. He's a overlooking Danny, still chainsaw and JC panties, and he's sending you a message, bub. He says we're Oregon clear cutters, and we're furrow brow head butters, and we don't like tree huggers at all. And we'll tell you it's the climate, and if you don't freaking like it, take it up with us Neanderthals. Grants pass, grants pass, grants pass, a place where they wanna kick my ass.
It's the ultimate compliment.
Grants pass, grants pass, grants pass, a place where they wanna kick my ass. Where they wanna kick my ass in Grants Pass.
Okay, in Grants Pass. That is so funny. Okay, Brain Labor Report coming to you this morning. It is the 17th of February, and we're winding down the show. Got another tune or two here. Corporate Welfare Song, Ann Feeney. Let's play that right now. Here we go.
It's time to end welfare as we know it and get those greedy chiselers off the dole. It's time to end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts, cut them off. Now we should all be irate at this huge welfare state right here in this mightiest of nations. AFDC is disgraceful to me. I'm talking aid for dependent corporations. Free enterprise, ha, the cruelest of lies. It cost us $200 billion just last year. If they paid their fair share, we'd have billions to spare. It's time to tell them the buck stop here. Let's consider Charlie Hurwitz, the CEO at Maxam, holding Redwood Forests hostage in a vicious little tax scam. It's clear cut we picked up the tab for Charlie's union busting, then paid him to pollute our water. Jesus, that's disgusting. Charlie won't repay $500 million that he stole from a Houston SNL. What say we kick him off the dole? It's time to end welfare as we know it and get those greedy chiselers off the dole. It's time to end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts. Cut them off. Taco Bell Chihuahua begs for bucks for Frito-Lay. And Poppin' Fresh from Pillsbury needs more dough every day. That thief Ronald McDonald and his sidekick Mayor McCheesy burglarize our treasury in ways that make me queasy. That nasty little mermaid took tax dollars overseas to hire thugs to bring poor Haitian workers to their knees. It's time to end welfare as we know it and get those greedy chiselers off the dole. It's time to end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts. Cut them off. They've been picking every pocket here from sea to shining sea. We must intervene to break this cycle of dependency. ADM and Cargill, General Motors, Ford and Boeing, ITT and Lockheed, and that welfare line keeps growing, growing, growing. Now Congress says we can't afford to subsidize the needy, but before we slash the safety net, let's tell the truly greedy. We're gonna end welfare as we know it and get those greedy chiselers off the dole. We're gonna end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts. Cut them off.
It's for their own good.
No more handouts. Cut them off. No more handouts. Cut them off.
The corporate welfare song. Boy, that's a great song. Unfortunately, it means so much today, even more than when Ann Feeney wrote that song. I wonder how many times she has sung it. It's a great song. Okay, Brain Lab Report winding her down today, and want to let you know that this is our last live show of the month. Jason's going to help us out choosing some of the past shows of the Brain Lab Report. We'll be playing some repeat shows, and we're going to choose shows where we did have a guest, and some of the more interesting shows you'll be able to hear for this time slot, 7 a.m. in the morning. KSKQ 94.9 FM here in Ashland, Oregon. Okay, we're out of here today. We're going to end it with Woody Guthrie's, well, this is a funny one, it's the car song. And it's a good place to end it. And folks, have a good one. We'll actually be back with the live shows again come March. So you'll be hearing repeats until then. Okay, Woody Guthrie, the car song. Here we go.
Take me riding in the car, car, take me riding in the car, car. Take you riding in my car, car, I'll take you riding in my car. Click, clank, open up a door, girls. Click, clank, open up a door, boys. Front door, back door, clickety, clack, take you riding in my car. Climb, climb, rattle on the front seat. Spree, I spraddle on the back seat. Turn my key, step on the starter, take you riding in my car. Engine, it goes, engine, it goes. Front seat, back seat, boys and girls, take you riding in my car. Trees in the houses walk along, trees in the houses walk along. Truck and a cart and a garbage can, I'll take you riding in my car. Ships and little boats chug along, ships and little boats chug along. Take you riding in my car. I'm gonna zoom you home again, I'm gonna zoom you home again. Roll home, take you riding in my car. I'm gonna let you blow the horn, I'm gonna let you blow the horn. Well, I'll take you riding in my car.